It's a new life where the love never ends. And we are continually growing in Proverbs 29 and 18, which tells us where there is no vision, the people perish. But happy is he that keepeth the law. It's an honor to be with you once again this morning on our Sunday worship encounter, our Sunday morning experience, just to a time to encounter God collectively, to give our praise, to just lift a hallelujah to God, and just to say
thank you, Jesus,
what he's done, what he continues to do for yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I have the opportunity, as always, to introduce our apostle. But before I do, I just wanted to share something that was on my heart. You know, we are all facing different issues and facing different problems. Ask God for that miracle. But the situation is, we ask God for the miracle, and when he gives us the solution, it doesn't sound right to us, so we go to our own understanding. One of our memory scriptures, Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not upon that of your own understanding, and he will show you the path. That's the New Living Translation. He will show you the path. You know, it's crazy that when God shows us a path, we choose not to go that way. But I'm going to just give you a quick illustration of how crazy that is. If you have a health issue and you go to the doctor and say, my knee hurts, or my back is in pain, my neck is in pain, I'm having migraines, my stomach is this, that, up, the other, these are the issues going on. And the doctor sits down and starts to tell you, okay, well, this is what I need you to do. And you say to him, well, never mind, I've already got what I want. That doesn't sound right. I'm going to do it my way. That's the same thing we do when we ask God to move on our behalf, when he gives us the instructions, and then we refuse to listen, or we do it in our own understanding, in our own thing. I don't know who this is for. It's probably for me as well. We got to stop leaning on our understanding and let God be God. Let the miracle worker do the miracle in our life.
Yes,
he wants to move on our behalf each and every day. In every situation, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. We are accounted that we will suffer. But he gives us the peace that passes all understanding in the midst of it. So in our suffering, we are to walk in peace through that suffering because of God's strength that's in us. But we depend on ourselves. We depend on our fleshly understanding, our carnal existence, to get us through the storm and then ask God for the miracle. And when he doesn't do it in our way, we try to do it on our own. Stop, Satan. Stop doing on your own. Do as the song say, depend on the miracle worker. Give him the praise, give him the glory, give him the honor, and just thank God with your hallelujah today and every day that he'll continue to work all things out for the good of those that love God. He'll continue to move all things progressively on your behalf. I don't know what you might face this week. I don't know what you faced last week. I don't know what you're facing right now. But whatever it is, know that God is moving. And if you lean upon the miracle worker, the miracle will happen.
Amen. Amen.
Just want to share that. So at this time, as always, my honor and privilege to introduce our beloved, our excited woman of God, as the prayer was led by Pastor Charles this morning, a woman who has stayed on her bended knees for each and every single one of us, even through her own sickness. She has prayed us through our sicknesses and health issues and problems. I know for one, she sat by my hospital bed plenty of times. Even before I knew her name, she was sitting beside my hospital bed praying over me. And that's why I'm here at this ministry today. So I know that all of you are here because of the touch of this wonderful woman and what God has done through her. So let's open our hearts to receive our beloved, excited Apostle Etta Banks.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Saints of God,
hallelujah,
praise
hallelujah.
God. I'm going to ask y'all to unmute yourselves and let's give God a praise. Hallelujah. Be intentional hallelujah. About it, like it was yes. spoken about hallelujah. Last week. There's a heaviness in the air. There's a heaviness in the air. Let's break that down in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Hallelujah,
God.
Lord God,
we honor you, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. We praise thy holy name, Lord God.
Yes,
worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. You are worthy. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Glory to God.
Lord God, we praise you, Lord. We magnify your holy name, Lord Jesus. Oh God, thou art so worthy. You are so worthy. You are so worthy, O Lord God.
Bless
your name. Yes, yes, yes.
Lord, these circumstances are for people to see that I am the Lord God Almighty, and I can deliver you out of anything. Is there anything too hard for me? Father God, we decree and declare, no, you are Lord. You are Lord. You are Lord. And God, we will acknowledge you at all times.
Yes.
Lord, when everything seems to be going wrong, we'll say, but God,
yes.
But God, God is on my side. Lord, we'll lift up our voices, even as you told the people, when you go around, walk around that wall, walk around it, say nothing until I give you the word to shout. And you will shout at my command. And Father, it will bring down the walls. It will bring down all the enemy has lifted up against you. But Father God, we are yours, oh God.
Yes.
We're here for your bidding, oh God. And Lord, we say yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord, even if it hurts, we'll do it.
Yes, oh God.
Even if it doesn't seem like it makes sense, God, we will do it, God. Because
yes.
You told us to, we submit, Father.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, we submit to you.
Yes.
And we say thank you, Father God, for
thank
your
you.
Hand upon our lives.
Yes.
In
okay.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Aria sata la raba. Ore bo sheki and raba sandele asuto. Hallelujah. Yes, oh God. Yes, 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 oh God. Ore ba 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 sata raba. Yeah, God. Yeah, God. Yeah, God.
Ore ba 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 sata raba. Don't be afraid. Ore ba 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 sata raba. Do not fear. Do not be afraid. I have seen every need. I have heard every cry. I have seen every tear. Do not be afraid. I am with you. Do not be afraid. I am with you. Do not back up. Do not. I am with you. I cover you. I cover you in my blood. I cover you. I cover you. I am your God. My wings cover you. I am your God. I am your God. Do not fear. Hallelujah, Lord.
Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, oh God. Yes, Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Yes, oh God. Thank you.
Jesus. No other name. There's no other name.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
oh God.
It's Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank when you don't know what to pray, just say Jesus.
Jesus. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. He knows what you have need of.
Yes,
he knows what you have need of. Just yes, say Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank
yes.
you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, oh God. Thank you. Father, we just praise you. We honor you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord God, for the word, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we shall hear, we shall submit to it. We shall, Lord God, humble ourselves, Lord God, unto the power of Almighty God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, we honor you. We thank you and we honor you, Lord God. For truly there is none like you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, I thank you. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. I want to thank God for our worship service this morning. Thank God for the manifestation of the prophecy that came forth this evening, I mean this afternoon. Again, we just truly praise God. I am overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed with so much love and with so much gratitude and just so much. When the song was being played about miracles, all the two songs, miracles, miracles, miracle worker, you know, that there's a miracle here in the midst and so forth. And I praise God. Again, you know, I've been dealing, help me, Jesus. I have been hospitalized because of vertigo. Of course, I'm home, you know that. And I still am experiencing it. But however, I thank God. There's so many things that I could be thankful for. And I don't want to miss the opportunity to say thank you. During my bout, you know, I ended up falling here in the apartment. And that's how I ended up going to the hospital. But I thank God I was not behind the wheel of a car. I was not driving at the time, you know, that the vertigo goes and does its thing. But I know that greater is he that is within me than he that is in this world. I know that he is a way maker and he's a healer. And on top of that, he is a promise keeper. He does not lie. His word does not return unto him void. We can stand on his word. We can depend on his word. And I thank the Lord for it. I thank the Lord for it. And you know, as we've been studying about discipleship, as we've been studying about this, what we are doing and how we're doing it. I thank God for those of you that were there in Bible study on Wednesday, and one of our attendees said that the chapter that we did truly challenged her. It challenged her. She said, you know, am I really living up to what this is? Can I live up to it to the extent that it is being spoken about? what it is that God is requiring of us, what he commanded us to do. Praise be unto God. We spoke about community, you know, how we could be a compelling community. I want to share with you what the word community means before we go further. A community is a group of people living in the same place or having a particular characteristic in common. It is also a group of people living together in one place, especially one practicing common ownership. Excuse me. A particular area or place considered together with its inhabitants. The second meaning is it is a feeling of fellowship with others as a result of sharing common attitudes, interests, and goals. It is a group of interdependent organisms of different species growing and living together in a specified habitat. Saints of God, right now, I'm looking at the second one, a feeling of fellowship with others as a result of having common, of sharing common attitudes, interests, and goals. And as we are looking at discipleship and disciple makers, that is the area there that we would fall into, that we are a group of people fellowshipping one with the other, whether it's here online or whether when we have our own personal fellowships, we're fellowshipping one with other, but we have a common goal in mind. We have a common attitude in mind. We have a common interest in mind. And that is what God is calling us to do as we are becoming disciples and or making disciples. And we spoke about the fact that we would be known by our love. Every single one of us have a purpose, and understand that love should characterize the way that we respond to people, how we interact with each other. And that would be coming from John 13 verses 34 and 5, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You are also to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for the other. Praise be unto God. Saints, you know, I know that y'all see, thank you, Lord. Y'all see that the number of attendees today is low. It's low in comparison to what we normally have. Now, with those numbers being the way that they are, I know I've heard from several people that told me that they would not be here today. I got that. I understand that. However, when you are looking at this and you see the numbers are low, or you see somebody that you are familiar with that you normally communicate with and they're not online, it is your duty. It is your duty to check in with them, see if they're okay. You know, just do so. I talked to Elder Raymond yesterday, bless his heart. He wanted to be online today. He wanted to give a testimony about what God is doing in his life and in his health. And I'm telling you, we want to take every chance to do so. And when we do so, when the world sees us communicating one with the other, when the world sees us loving one another, when the world sees us taking care of one another and seeing us reaching out to them, those that are non-believers, those that have been hurt and wounded in life just because, and they see us knowing that the things that we go through, that we still are giving God praise, we still are giving him glory. These are the people that are looking for those signs and those wonders that shall follow us. These are the people that are saying, how can you do that? How can you talk like that? How can you praise God like that when I know that you got things going on in your life? That is what God is calling for us to do. When I looked at community also, let me say this. When I look at community, today we are a community. This is our community right now. Wherever it is you live, that is the community that you live in. Amen. That's where you live. So you are called to be a light in darkness. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You're called to be a light in darkness. You're not to hide your light. You are to let your light shine wherever we are, because we have been placed in that particular area, whatever city, whatever state, whatever suburb, whatever the case may be, where you were placed, whatever church, you were meant to do something in that place. You weren't just put there just because you prayed for a house and God gave you a house. Amen. You weren't just put there because that's where your mama and daddy put you, and that's where you got raised. No, God knew where you would be at such a time as this. He knew that you would be saved first and foremost. He knew that he would give his word to you and that you had the word to share. He knows that you were in that place, and there's a word for that community, a word for your block that you live in, a word for your neighbor. Praise be unto God. I don't know Denise, when she began to give the word of God, you know, I don't know how many of you took it personally. How many of you took it personally? It was a word for the church. Praise be unto God, and you are the church. We are the church. And so each one of us could have grabbed a hold of that word and say it to me. Don't be afraid. Fear not. God is still healing. He is still delivering. Praise be unto God. And we thank the Lord for that in the name of Jesus. And as we are operating as a community, see, you don't have to be sitting here in front of me to be a part of my community. Praise be unto God. But the unity that we have, the unity that we have one with the other, the unity that we have in prayer, the unity that we have as we're seeking the Lord and seeking him first and foremost, seeking the kingdom of God and doing that first and foremost. God told us, hallelujah, to seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all of these things shall be added unto us. And what are those things? Our food, our clothing, our shelter, those things for sure will be added unto us as we seek God, as we seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Too many times, Christians want to mix God, a little bit of God, with a whole lot of world. You know, we have enough God that we could be, people would say, oh, you are a Christian. We got enough God for that. But yet the rest of our lives consist of the world, worldly ways, worldly attitudes, and so forth. And understand that you cannot survive a good, strong spiritual life with that being your MO. Praise be unto God. You can't make disciples if you're waddling and hanging and doing everything that the world is doing instead of letting your spiritual light come forth. You know the old song we sung as children, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel? No, I'm going to let it shine. Praise be unto God. Saints, God is calling us to let our light shine. We don't want to just have a little bit of God and have a whole lot of everything else. We want to be in a place where people, when they look at us and they see us, they will know that we are Christians, and they will know that by our love. They will know that by our love. If you lose sight of the kingdom, God's perspective gets lost, and you start focusing on tangible things or temporal things in life. Our suffering is very temporary. I don't care how many years it's been. I don't care if it's been 30, 40, or 50. That is but a second in God's eyes. Our salvation is eternal, and he's promised us that eternity. Whenever we take our eyes off God, then our judgment then becomes messed up. Our decisions become short-sighted. So instead of us living out our destiny, living out our purpose, living out the assignment that God has put before us, we get caught up in the cares of the world. Now, let me say this to you, beloved. Let me say this to you. The cares of the world are some things that we ought to know about. We ought to know, you know, what's going on in the world. We need to know what's going on in our community so that we can go forth and pray accordingly. We need to be focused on God, focused on how he sees things. You know that some of us are living in neighborhoods that you feel that you shouldn't be in that neighborhood, but praise be unto God. Are you fasting? Are you going before God for your neighbors? Are you going before God for the neighborhood? Are you going before God for the councilman or woman that's over your district? What are you doing about where you are? What are you doing? We need, again, to be focused on loving and caring for one another and do that community thing. Do that community thing. In our Bible study Wednesday, Denise made the point of the fact that the church that she came from, how the church grew. And the church grew from the people in the church, the members of the church, out telling other people. They were telling people about the love of God. They were telling people how God did this, that, and the other for them. They were doing all of this, praise be unto God. And in doing this, the people wanted what it was they had. How can I get this joy that you have when things are going bad? How can I receive my healing? How can you show me? Can you tell me? And that's how they began to grow. It is a known fact, and I forgot the title of the survey company, is Barnes something and something or other. But when they did the surveys, that they found out, you know, that a very low percentage of people, anywhere from 5% of the people attend churches because of programs and so forth and so on. You know, but the most people come to church was because somebody took the time out to talk to them. Somebody took the time out to say, hey, let me tell you about this man called Jesus. Somebody has, all of us have walked through some changes, gone through some trials and tribulations, and you may have wondered why you went through them. You went through it so that you could overcome it, so that you could share it with somebody else and help them to walk in the hope that we have. We should honor Christ in all that we do, honor him in our hearts, honor him and explain, be able to explain our hope to somebody else. As I look at all of us that are here online today, I want to come to that unity and that community. You know, you may say, well, if I'm over here doing my thing and you're over there doing your thing, how does that make us a community? How does that make us have the same goal? Well, listen, the goal that was set, the vision that was set for New Vision, praise be unto God. Wherever you are placed, you have a part to play. When God created you, he created you with a calling on your life, with a purpose on your life, with destiny in your bones. And you can't escape it. You may not want to do it, but you can't escape it. It will always be there. You'll have that thing inside of you that's pulling you, that's drawing you, that's making you want to do something that you didn't feel like you want to do. When I thought about us having the same goal and doing different things to achieve the exact same goal, what the example that dropped in my spirit was that of a help me, Holy Spirit, help me, Holy Spirit, was that of thank you Lord God of potluck. Hallelujah, thank you. Y'all see, it had to do with food. I'm sorry. Anyway, of a potluck dinner. Potluck. We're having potluck. It's going to be held at Lady Dorn's house. That's where we're going to have this potluck dinner. She invited everybody over, said you got to bring your own food. Every single one of us, our goal was to get to her house and have this meal. But I'm bringing something, Daniela's bringing something, Tabika, Kyle, everybody is bringing something to this dinner. The goal was to have a dinner. Everyone did their own part, put whatever it is they had to do, did whatever the assignment was before them, and we all came together, and it was a dinner. That's what the goal was for that time. So God wants you he is totally focused in on you. Each one of us, God is focused in on us. He examines every single word that we speak on a daily basis. He knows what we're saying. He knows what we're thinking. Holy Spirit is in us and he's around us continuously. Don't think that we can go someplace and he not be there. David said, if I made my bed in heaven, he would find me there. If I make my bed in hell, he's going to find me there. If I go to the uttermost parts of the world, he's going to find us there because he knows who we are and where we are. Praise be unto God. When you're in the darkest trial of your life, he will turn a light on for you so that you are able to complete what it is that he put before you. A lot of people, as they do more and more, it seems to get darker and darker as they go along, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel. God will not let you stay in the darkness. He will not let you stay. Not only is there a light that compels us, a light that draws us, but then we become the light. We are sucking in that light. And this is what God is requiring as we go forth to become disciples and make disciples. It is impossible to count the pleasurable thoughts that pour out from the mind of God towards you daily. Saints of God, let me say that again, and I'm going to give you the scripture for that. It is impossible to count the pleasurable thoughts that pour out from the mind of God towards us. The scripture is Psalms 139, 17, and 18. How precious also are thy thoughts upon me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more than the number of sand. When I awake, I am still with them. Saints of God, can you imagine that God's thoughts about us are so plentiful that they're more than the sand that there is, more than the sand? And he didn't put a limitation, didn't say the sand at Ocean City or the sand here, there, more than the sand, okay? That's how many thoughts that he has for us, praise be unto God. And it is our responsibility to identify what it is that God has us to do in this season and in this time. Each one of us individually ought to do our part. I know I keep saying it. I'm going to keep on saying it until it gets you stirred up and you say, I know what I'm supposed to do, and you begin to do it. I know what I'm supposed to do, and that person begins to do it. We have a personal responsibility to discover what it is that we're supposed to do so that we will be God's disciple, Jesus' disciple. That's what he wants from us, saints of God, more than I can tell you. The word of God is the blueprint for your assignment. What is your assignment? What part do you play in this role of us becoming disciples and making disciples? It can be a scary thing when you know that a community is depending on you. It could be a scary thing to know that somebody's life depends on you. What word do you have for somebody that's going to cause them to walk in hope, that's going to cause them to want to live? Do you know that the person that might be sitting next to you right now, even as we are here together, do you know that someone sitting next to you could be wishing that they weren't there, could be wishing that they didn't have to live this day? But your word to them, your good morning, sweetheart. Sweetheart, I love you. My life is better because you are here. Whatever the case may be, you have a word to encourage someone and to give them hope, to give them hope. Let your neighbors, let your family know who you are because of the love of Jesus. When I was reading in Matthew, and I don't have it right now, in front of me, but it was in Matthew that I was reading this. It said that a tree that does not produce its fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. A tree that does not produce its fruit. Each one of us are supposed to produce fruit. Each one of us. Another scripture is, you'll know them by their fruit. The people will know us by our fruit. We are no good to the people if we're not bearing fruit. We are no good. We're missing out on what our salvation was for. We're missing out on the commandment to go forth and to teach, to baptize. To teach, to baptize, and make disciples. Thank you, Holy Spirit, and make disciples. We're missing the mark. Praise be unto God. If we are not, praise God, if we are not seeking the kingdom of God first, if we're not completing daily the assignment that's put before us and acknowledging it, when Elder Mark says every Sunday, you know that Proverbs 29 and 18, that without a vision, the people perish. And then the rest of it, though, is happy is he that keeps the law, that keeps the law. Saints of God, in this time, as we are developing as true disciples, we've been churchgoers long enough. We've been members of clubs and everything else long enough. Can we stop mixing the world with our spiritual life and spiritually walk where God is calling us to walk? Spiritually talk when God tells us to talk. As Denise said, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. To be a disciple, you're going to pay a price. You are going to pay a price. It's a high price to follow Jesus. It is a high cost. There is a cost to this thing. But no matter what the cost is, it's nothing like the price that Jesus himself paid for us. God left his church to fulfill the mission. And he didn't have a backup plan. Do you hear me? He did not have a backup plan. We are his plan. We are the ones that are supposed to do it. The life and the life of our church is a matter of life and death. That was even why before I could speak and share these few words with you, I said, no, I feel the heaviness. I feel it. I feel the lack of worship in the air. I feel the lack of gratitude that was in the air. No, we've got to push through it. We've got to press on. We can't let that push us down, no matter what the case may be. When we look at the community around us right now, our community on this Zoom, the community in which we live in, which we go to school in, and so forth and so on, we ought to, with the compassion of Jesus, call the people into the plan of redemption. That is what Jesus wants us to do. That is what Jesus wants us to do. I challenge you today to think about how many people you have spoken to recently about Jesus. And remember, we said one of the first things you do is you can develop a relationship with them. Develop a relationship. And it doesn't have to be a long-term relationship, but develop relationship with them. Develop some form of relationship. And then in doing that, share your testimony. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them about the plan of redemption so that they too can become disciples after God's own heart, chasing after him. Let's become God chasers, saints of God. Let's become God chasers, and then God will bring to us every single thing we need to win the world for the kingdom of God. Who are you talking to? Who will you challenge today? Let the love of Christ lead you and guide you. And I encourage you, as the prophetic word came forth, do not be afraid, for God is with us. Holy Spirit is with us every step of the way. Don't try to figure out what you're going to say. Open your mouth and let the Holy Spirit speak through you. I applaud you. I implore you to do the things that Jesus did. You too can do it too, because he's a miracle worker and he left his spirit here with us so that we can accomplish these goals. That is all I have for you for today. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.